Greetings, everyone. Today I would like to talk about many different things that are relevant for the energy and concerning all of us. And I will start with batteries. Batteries and how important they are. You know, something as simple as a AA or AAA battery could have a very huge impact on the workings of a gigantic system that heats or does something else for a big property. And basically one battery could cause a problem if it's not fully charged or if it's not functional. You know, there are different batteries, some of them are rechargeable, some of them would just have to be replaced. But in any way, if the battery doesn't have enough charge to do whatever it's supposed to do there, a lot of things could fail. And I'll just start with an example. Like, let's say we have a heating system that heats a, 15,000 square foot mansion. And the remote control, the thermostat actually has batteries that control when the heating system goes on and off to maintain the temperature that is selected on the thermostat. So what happens if the batteries have to be replaced? Let's say they are replaceable batteries. Something as simple as a couple AA batteries that don't have, enormous value. If you measure it in the amount of money we spend to buy them, depends on where you buy them, they will cost a different. But in any way, the truth is that they will be at most $5 for both batteries. And in most cases, much less. Depends on where we buy them from, what kind of a size the pack we buy them in is, and so on. But it's something very minimal compared to the damage that could be done if the temperature is, let's say, minus 18 degrees outside and the heating system is not operating because the batteries on the thermostat that is supposed to tell it to go on and work are not working. The batteries are dead or not charged up. So what happens? Well, if we are there and we notice immediately and we are connected to the flow of energy at the moment, the first thing probably we'll do is look at the thermostat and see that there's a picture of a battery or something that tells us, okay, the batteries have to be changed. It's as simple as this. Like the same thing if your car stops on the road and doesn't want to start, the first thing you see is there gasoline, if it works with gasoline or whatever kind of fuel it uses, in it. We don't start doing something else before we're sure that there is fuel in it. So here, we can have the most advanced heating system, the most advanced equipment that can perform miracles and work like magic. And if something as simple as a battery on the thermostat is not charged enough or it doesn't have enough juice, enough power anymore, it's not going to work. So it can cause a huge damage. And again, there are a few things that could happen here. We could look at the thermostat, see that there's a picture of a battery, immediately figure out that we should change the batteries, and everything starts working perfectly, and it's in order. Or, if we're not in the flow of energy, and we're confused, there's discordant energies, we could panic and call the guy, or call whoever's taking care of that. And so then we'll end up paying hundreds of dollars for them just to come and see, even if it is just to change the battery, because that's already, a lot of other energies are involved. So what happens then? Well, they replace the batteries and things will work out. And then maybe we'll feel like, wow, I can't believe I didn't, see something as simple as the battery, but what will happen after that? So after that, whoever was you know, thinking, wow, I wish I saw that there was the battery was dead. I wish I was connected here to my true self and getting this accurately instead of being disconnected and overwhelmed with something else or busy with something else, like a busy signal you can't pick up. But there is still a positive, because we, in the 3D right now, there's polarity in everything. So we can find, we can choose to focus on the positive, or we can choose to focus on the negative. And what is positive and negative? This is just words that we are selecting to identify energies. And for most of us, when we say positive, we actually understand something that's good, we like it, and negative, something that we don't like. However, that's not always true. And I'll give an example. So for instance, negative ions are very good for our health. When it's raining or there's a waterfall, natural movement of water, a lot of negative ions are in the air. The air is very clean and purified and very easy to breathe, very pleasant. Everything is really flowing for us and very pleasant. So, but in this case, what is contributing to that is negative ions. So not necessarily the word negative means something bad. In most cases, we associate it with this, and then we actually go into a lot of trouble. And right now, there's this collective consciousness pitfall that's actually based on that lack of discernment and just using words without understanding that there's more behind whatever we just choose to name it. And if it's not accurate, we're hurting ourselves as a collective. Like, I'll give an example of a soul that's in a female body is magnetizing, so it's negatively charged. So once upon a time, they called it, oh, women have a negative soul. And a soul in a male body is positively charged because it's electrical, and so they call it a positive soul. But it doesn't mean that the soul of a woman is bad because it's negative charge. It's like the negative ions in a waterfall or in a rain. They're actually very good for you, absolutely necessary, and positive ions are the ones that cause declining in health. It's only because you're kind of brainwashed and taken off, it's positive, it's good, if it's negative, it's bad. This kind of a point of view is actually depriving us from getting the benefit of the truth, lying to ourselves. And when we do this, what happens? Well, we actually fragment our soul. We fragment our energy, and it's like we're broken into pieces somewhere and not whole. And when we're not whole, we cannot be ourselves. We cannot properly connect and communicate with our true selves, with our source. It's like we are the most magnificent beings with absolute capacity to do anything and infinite potential. But we are cut off our batteries or our Wi-Fi to source, our connection. So it doesn't matter how competent we are, how infinite potential we have, we can't use it. It's like the same thing. It doesn't matter if the battery is dead or not charged. Whatever is supposed to perform with it, it doesn't matter if it's a cell phone, a smartphone, a tablet, or something else. And it doesn't matter how much capability it has. It could be the most magical thing. If it's not plugged into the power and into the internet supply, which is the wireless connection to whatever it works for it, it doesn't do anything. And right now we're so used to use the internet connection, that if we're actually in a place or for some reason the internet stops working, we feel like lost. Why? Well, because all the communication that we can do is gone. We cannot find anything, we cannot open a website, we cannot get any information from that source. We cannot connect, and we feel like in shock. Feel like hopeless, helpless, out of control. Well, this actually is a very accurate presentation of how we are when we are disconnected because of discordant energies that we have allowed in us, disconnected from our true self, disconnected from this accurate and fully available connection and communication to our true self, to our infinite potential, to our divine essence. So this is how important it is that something as simple as the battery works, or is charged up. And obviously, there are many ways to charge up the batteries. And for us, in a sense, we have to clear all the blockages that prevent us to charge up our batteries, or clear all the blockages that are actually causing us to sip energy, leak energy, and feel depleted all the time. All these openings that are sucking energy out of us and depleting our batteries very quickly. And meanwhile, we feel completely unfulfilled because this is not our natural state. We're out of the flow. We are disconnected. So this is how important batteries are, and especially charged up batteries. The difference between something going with the flow and really nicely working, or completely being stuck and not, could be as simple as a battery that is out of charge, out of power, that's dying or dead. And another point here is important that once we experience this, even in the case of like the healing system, well, next time when it happens, if it happens at all, the first thing we're going to go and look at the thermostat and see, is there any picture here of a battery that has to be changed? Very possibly none of us who has had that experience will go and call somebody to come and see it before they go and look at if the batteries are okay. Because this is something everybody can do themselves quickly and easily, takes a minute, and things start working. And we also feel empowered because we figured it out. Otherwise, what actually makes us feel blah is because we feel like, well, I can't believe, you know, it was something as simple as this and I could have changed and I didn't even see. It's like I'm not responsive, I'm not available. And we get disappointed from ourselves. And still, this kind of a self-abuse, self-criticism is not helping us or anybody else. And the best thing to do is stop it and turn it all around. I also wanted to talk about vacuuming today. And as you see, all these things, it's a holographic universe, so any bit of it, in any aspect of it that we look at, it has absolute meaning for everything else. Although directly may seem not connected, actually it's connected. How is it connected, looking at vacuuming a house, to everything else? Well, if you allow yourself to see, you will understand that every single picture that you take, it doesn't matter how many pieces you divide it, every single piece, even if it's so minuscule, you cannot see it without a microscope, or even smaller than that. It carries the energetic essence of the whole thing. So that's what we are. It's the, by the law of one, we're all connected, so even if one person, one of us somewhere on the other side of the globe is doing something that we're not consciously aware of, we get the result from it. And we all connect to the earth through our 13th chakra. So everything that's done, everything that one of us does due to whatever reason that's not in for the highest good for everybody and the planet, is actually having an effect on all of us. So it's time to wake up, it's time to have our batteries charged, it's time to vacuum the crap and shake things up. So what do I mean here? Well, in order to replenish something, we have to clean up whatever is there first. And actually shaking things up moves the energy. As we know, energy cannot be destroyed or created, it only changes frequency and form. So actually it's very beneficial. So let's see, how do we, for instance, if you vacuum a room or a house, how do we do it? We just get a vacuum and vacuum in the middle of the carpet somehow to look a little bit like some place to vacuum. Or we don't go and suck everything from all corners, from all crevices, from everywhere. Would it have the same effect? Well, even if on the first sight looks like, okay, it's done, actually it's not. Because again, everything is energy that is not readily perceived by the five senses of the body, but is perceived by other higher senses. And it doesn't matter if you perceive it or not, because it could be our higher senses are undeveloped and unavailable to us because of that. What happens is we basically are affected by it. So even if we're not consciously aware of what's going on, we're affected by it. And if you feel like, I don't feel like doing anything, one way to jumpstart this is just do things in your physical environment. If you have a desk, clean it up. You'll find a lot of things that don't belong there. Maybe they were relevant notes and papers and something else at some point, but they're not anymore. They expired. Just put them in recycling, whatever they belong. Get them out. Clean up the energy. Move everything around. Dust it up. And put it anew. And you will feel a huge boost in energy. Because you basically cleaned up the old energy. Even if somebody says, well, there's nothing to clean up here physically. Like everything belongs here. There's no... Still, if you rearrange it, or just even touch it and go with it, you can change the vibration, the frequency of vibration of that, and get benefit. Maybe you have a carpet, a small carpet somewhere. Just take it out and shake it. Don't even just vacuum it. Just take it out and shake it. You'll be amazed how it will change the frequency of things. Move it around. Don't let things stagnate in some place, even if it's just books on the shelf. Make sure they're still relevant. If some of them are not, give them away, sell them. There are many avenues you can... If you know for sure you're not going to use anything anymore, give it away, because it's stagnated energy that you're holding there that's holding you back, even if you put it in the basement. Just move things around. And even if you feel like very tired and sluggish, you don't feel like anything, like complacent, if you start moving, but moving in sync with something that really moves you, something that resonates with you, it could be a song, it could be something you're singing, it could be something that propels you to move. Any kind of a movement will cause a huge progress and will actually be able to clear the old energy and change its frequency, upgrading it and making it really beneficial for you. So letting go of what's not serving us, vacuuming it. You know, for some of us, sometimes may feel like I just want to go outside and shout. It's like this way to get rid of things that kind of like invisibly pulling me down. But then shout, jump, dance. See, all this, there's a movement in all of it. Movement that actually is connected with sound, and it creates an upgrade in our energy. And if you actually have noticed the huge difference after you do the laundry and you vacuum, how the whole energy feels really upgraded, then do that. Even if it looks like, oh, there's nothing dirty, just do it. It changes the energy. And if you haven't noticed that, then I definitely invite you to do that, because it is a huge benefit for everyone. And we have to clear the old in order to open the space for the new. You can't just pile up new things on the top of the old. Even if you cover it and the old is not seen, it's still there. The energy of it, the imprint of it is there, affecting us. So clear it up, shake it up, vacuum it, whatever is relevant, and clean it. And then I hold on to things. I found myself holding on to. Something. Someone recently. It is important to consider their point of view. And basically allowing and introducing a different point of view changes the energy again. Just allow that. Don't stay stuck holding on to this. This is the absolute whatever and nothing else is different. Well, there is a deeper truth in that. It actually is more powerful than what we see on the surface. And when we hold on to stuff that has to be changed, we're basically dragging ourselves and making ourselves stuck and causing interferences in the natural flow of energy that is serving us and that is good for us. So again, the message today for every one of us is, don't get caught up in a wording and always question, is this the most accurate way to explain it? As I said, the word negative doesn't necessarily mean bad. It could mean something really good, like a negative ion, negatively charged soul, negatively charged particle. That doesn't mean that something is wrong with them or they're bad. No. And let's be consciously aware of all this instead of just judging and putting labels on things and sticking ourselves in stuck places when we do that. This is the message for all of us so that we can open up to our true self, have our batteries recharged, fully charged and available, and our connection clear and all the time, so that we can be accurately expressing this infinite potential that is us, is our essence, at all times, with absolute ease, absolute confidence, absolute delight, and absolute certainty, all the time. This is my invitation for everyone, including myself. Just remember, we're not here to learn things. We're here to remember who we are. And that's who we are. Those infinite, potential, all-powered beings. They're capable of everything. As long as you allow it, we have our batteries fully charged, and our connection intact to our true self. I would like to finish with this inspiration, divine consciousness, addressing the divine consciousness, which is next to unity consciousness, what we have access to, so that we can allow that access to be all the time and to upgrade ourselves and the planet with it. Divine consciousness, Father, Mother, Life, you are our lives, a constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will, that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. And that's what we have access to, because this is what we are. We just have to allow it. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being and allowing to be your true self. Thank you. Namaste.